Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Does dryuary actually have any health benefits and should you be doing it? Joining us is Dr. Michael Caldwell. He is the chief medical officer of Dry January USA. Dr. Caldwell, you hear about this. It's been over a decade that people have gotten into the whole dryuary thing where you don't drink throughout the month of January. But if you just give up drinking for a couple days, does that even matter?
Oh, no question about it. Even just contemplating it, even if you don't change how much you drink, the fact that you're thinking about it is a step forward. And we know that if people do that, if they want to use our free app, Try Dry, they're going to find that with less alcohol in their lives, they're going to feel a lot better.
Doctor, I want to tell you a story. My cardiologist sat me down and nearly grabbed me by my face, by my cheeks, and asked me basically if I wanted to die. Oh. And if I wanted that death to be horrible and miserable through cirrhosis. And basically scared the bejesus out of me. And I quit brown liquor. I quit all hard liquor and switched to red wine for a matter of 6 to 8 weeks. And guess what, Doc? I've got a new liver now.
Is that a real thing? Because he keeps talking about his new liver that he created just by drinking Cabernet.
My enzymes are great.
What does that even mean? Is
they
that true?
Are so great.
Yeah. Thankfully, the liver is one of your organs that can regenerate if you don't have severe problems already. So congratulations. And the fact is that you've made a change to your life, but you didn't choose to totally give up alcohol. So not only does your liver feel better, but I can tell you your heart feels better, your brain feels better. This all comes down to one simple concept. Alcohol causes inflammation. It increases your risk of heart disease, cancer, stroke. Reducing inflammation means a better life. You could sleep better, could do so many things better.
It's Dr. Michael Caldwell from DryJanuaryUSA.org.
I did all that except for the exercise, Anna.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to get crazy. We don't do too much.
The weight just fell off.
Hey, I've got an idea for you. In your studio, why don't you just stand up when you're doing the radio session? That in itself will make a tremendous difference.
Right. No, I refuse. Yeah.
I say that all the time. You want to know what? I used to stand up, and you know what happened? He made me sit down.
No, I didn't make you.
Well,
but you just started by looking at
him. I started sitting down by looking at him, and now both of us sit down.
Get one of those desks that just go up and down, so you could just do, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. That's just a tremendous small way you could incorporate something like that into your life that you're not even going to think about it, but it's going to make a tremendous impact.
Hmm. All right, fair enough. Dr. Caldwell, what is the significance of tomorrow, January 7th? Why is that the big day?
We believe that we need to have something symbolic and a color. And the color yellow has been a signal for people to not drink for years. The color yellow is bright. It's happy. It's sunshine. It's the way you feel when you have less alcohol. So we realized yellow is the official color for Dry January. January 1st. Everybody's lighting up in the holiday light, so we needed to find another day. So it was easy to find January 7th, because I'm Italian and Catholic, and January 6th is a signal for us to take our Christmas decorations down. So January 7th is a day we ask buildings to light up yellow. In Chicago, we have the Willis Tower, the old Sears Tower is lighting up, buildings in Chicago, Philadelphia, Nashville, and we hope that you can ask buildings near you to light up yellow on January 7th or sometime this month in January.
Dr. Michael Caldwell is the Chief Medical Officer of Dry January USA. You can find them online at dryjanuaryusa.org. It's got more information about the app and all the things you can be doing this month for your health.
Start anytime. You can do it. Even a couple weeks makes a difference.
Stand up. Stand up, Raven.
No.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.